This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have a musical performance by Mark Prentice, an encouraging message from John Bradshaw,
and we have a special recipe feature from Live It in the Kitchen. Stay with us. Good morning and welcome to a new episode of Wake Up With Hope. We are overjoyed to be here with you this morning.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. We are only a couple of days away from the new year. Can you believe we're almost in 2022? I can't. It's been an amazing year. It's a great time to start reflecting on all the wonderful things God has given us this year, if you haven't already.
Amen. On today's program, John Bradshaw from It Is Written will be encouraging us with a devotional thought. We will also enjoy the musical ministry of Mark Prentice. Plus, we have a special detox recipe from Live It in the Kitchen, perfect for New Year's resolution. But before we begin, this day in history.
On this day in history, Texas is admitted into the United States as the 28th state after the Congress of the Republic of Texas accepts to be annexed. The history of the state of Texas is an interesting one. After gaining independence from Spain in the 1820s, Mexico welcomed foreign settlers to sparsely populated Texas, and a large group of Americans led by Stephen F. Austin settled along the Brazos River. Pretty soon, there were more Americans than Mexicans, and rebellion ensued when the Mexican government sought to regulate these semi-autonomous American communities. In the year 1836, Texas declared its independence from Mexico during an armed conflict. Sam Houston, the leading general of the Texas Army, captured Santa Anna of Mexico and led his troops to victory over Mexico, ending Mexico's attempts to subdue Texas. The Texans now desired to enter the Union. However, this entrance was delayed because of Texas' status as a slave state. Eventually, Texas let go of its past and became a free state.
You know, this change of mind, it reminds me of an amazing change that God wants to make in each one of us as well. It is beautifully highlighted in the biblical story of Paul, who used to be Saul. Have you ever heard of the story of Saul? Well, the Bible describes Saul as a man who was a zealous follower of God. The problem was that when Jesus came to earth, Saul did not personally encounter him. And after Jesus died, Saul heard how these now Christians were spreading a so-called false gospel. And as a zealot for God, Saul immediately asked permission from the church authorities to put these Christians in jail. And that he did. In Acts chapter 8, verse 3, it says that Saul was ravaging the church and entering from house to house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. The amazing thing is that Saul had an encounter with Jesus on his way to persecute even more Christians. And after this amazing encounter, he became Paul, a man who was surrendered to Jesus and became a powerful witness for the Christian church. We encourage you to read about this encounter in Acts chapter 9 and remember that you too can be all that God wants you to be when you have an impersonal encounter with Him.
Amen. Is improving your health on your list of New Year's resolutions? If so, our friends from Loma Linda, the healthiest place in the nation, are here to share just the thing you need, a detox recipe using cabbage soup. Not only is this cabbage soup loaded with nutrients that are sure to make your body happy, it'll please your taste buds too.
Happy New Year! Here is a simple and hearty soup to help combat the indulgence of the holidays. It's delicious, simple, easy to make, and full of vitamins and minerals. Be sure to remove the tough center of the cabbage. It takes a long time to cook, and it isn't very appetizing in the end anyway. filled with nutrient-dense veggies and easy to digest. This soup is easy on your digestive system. This gives your body the extra energy and time to focus on eliminating built-up toxins from the system. In addition, it's full of fiber, both soluble and insoluble, promoting the elimination of toxins and a healthy gut flora. So the next time you need a detox, avoid those harsh, extreme, unbalanced detoxes and grab a bowl of nutrient-dense soup to treat your body to a balanced and healthy detox.
Don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see a lot more. Well, we have to take a short break right now, but when we return, we will have music from Mark Prentiss. And later, John Bradshaw from It Is Written will be sharing with us an encouraging message from the Bible. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope.
This morning, we have music from Mark Prentiss. Mark Prentiss is passionate about the good news, love, and joy found in Jesus. He travels throughout the United States sharing his passion through music. Today, we will be enjoying his song entitled, I Know I've Won.
Way deep inside, I know I've won. Even though at times the enemy says I'm the loser, what the Bible clearly tells us, we are all more than conquerors. Trust and believe you've already won. Way deep inside, I know I've won. Even though at times the enemy says I'm the loser, what the Bible clearly tells us, we are all more than conquerors. Trust and believe, oh, you got to believe, oh yes. Trust and believe, oh, believe. Trust and believe, you already won. Inside, inside, I know I've won. Even though
he
says that I'm the loser, but what the Bible clearly explains, we're all more than conquerors. We gotta trust and believe you've already won. Way deep inside, inside, I know I've won. Even though he says that I'm the loser, what the Bible clearly tells us, we're more. Trust and believe, oh, you got to believe, oh yes. Trust and believe, oh, believe. Trust and believe, you've already won. Already won. I'm standing on your word, not gonna be deterred. Lord, you've always seen me through, so even when things don't go my way, it's gonna be okay. You have always seen me through. Trials will come, problems will come, but this is what you need to do. Just depend on the Lord and know that you've already won. Trust and believe, believe, oh, you got to believe,
oh.
trust yeah.
In trust and
believe. Believe, believe.
Believe,
believe.
Believe.
Oh, trust and believe. You gotta know within your heart the Lord will never let you down. Trust and believe. You've already, you've already, you've already, already won.
What a blessing. That's such a powerful, powerful song. Mark, thank you for your music ministry.
If you're enjoying today's program like we are, please share it with your friends. Our website is hopetv.org/wakeup. We now have to take a short break, but when we return, Pastor John Bradshaw from It Is Written will share a thoughtful message from the Bible with us. Welcome back to our morning program. We hope that you are enjoying our program this morning. Send us a message on Facebook and let us know what you think.
This morning, John Bradshaw from It Is Written is going to share with us a reflective and thoughtful message from the Bible.
It is great to see you. A blessing for me to be able to spend a few moments with you. I hope your day is going really well. I'm John Bradshaw from It Is Written. And I want to share with you, well, you know what happened to this one fellow? It's the sort of thing people dream about. But there's a greater lesson to be learned rather than the dreaming of great riches. So in 2016, a man was at an estate sale in Massachusetts. He found a pen drawing on a sheet of paper. He thought, oh, I don't mind the look of that. It's a mother and a child. It looks kind of nice. How much do you want? They said $30. He said, $30? He said, okay. I like the picture. He bought the picture, $30, an old picture, nicely done. No one had a clue what it really was or what its origins were. You know where the story is going already, don't you? Yes, you do. You know that it's going to be worth a ton of money, don't you? Because you've heard stories like this before. They keep on happening. He paid $30 for it. On the picture itself, there was a watermark and the initials AD. AD. Now, this was 2016 in Massachusetts. Albrecht Dürer, German artist, died in what I think was 1528. So he was living when Martin Luther was alive. He had met the Italian master Raphael, means he was a contemporary with Leonardo da Vinci. And if he met the one, Raphael, I'm sure he met da Vinci. Dürer, I'm not sure how well you know your artists, but Dürer was a big deal. And if the AD on this simple drawing could possibly have stood for Albrecht Dürer, then the owner of said drawing was going to be worth a ton of money. And that's how it played out. Further investigations revealed that the drawing was almost certainly a Dürer. And even though while I speak to you, it hasn't yet sold at auction, it's about to go to auction, it is expected to fetch $50 million at least. $50 million at least. So the owner paid $30 and it's worth $50 million. I haven't even stopped to figure out how big a percentage increase that is. Would that be close to 2,000,000%, or am I getting my wires crossed? It's a humongous amount. Paid 30, worth 50 million. But here's what's so fascinating. It's exactly the same picture. There were no improvements made. Now, you bought your home for $180,000. You hung on to it. Home values rose. And so now your home is not worth 180. It's worth 330, for example. Well, that's because of inflation. No, it wasn't inflation that caused a $30 picture to be worth $50 million. Not at all. You bought an old car and you restored it. So you paid $5,750 for it, but you poured time and energy and money into the thing. And now it's worth, I don't know, I have a guess, $28,000, $58,000. But that's because you put time and money and you restored the thing. like an old home, buy an old junker, do it up, flip the house, make a bunch of money. It was worth more when you sold than when you got it, but you improved it. The picture hadn't been improved. What had happened to the picture? Nothing. Now, you might get poetic with me and say, well, it came from the hand of the master. Ah, wait, it had always come from the hand of the master, always. There was nothing new about that. What changed about the picture was its perceived value. Its perceived value. That's all. Same paper, paper never changed. Same ink, ink never changed. It was worth more because somebody perceived it to be worth more. Only reason. So now here's my question for you. This is worth thinking about. If you're rushing right now, just pause to think about this question. What are you worth? What are you worth? And I don't mean subjectively, I mean objectively. Here's the challenge we face. We feel sometimes that we are worth what people tell us we're worth, right? Like that piece of paper with the drawing on it. Someone said, it's worth $30. And so somebody paid $30 for it. Now someone else says, it's worth $50 million. And someone will pay $50 million for it. So what are you worth? Are you worth what somebody says you're worth? Now, this can be difficult, you know. It may take psychotherapy years to unravel the knots that we've tied our minds in because when we were kids, somebody told us we were too short, we were too tall, we were too skinny, we were too fat, we were too black, we were too white, we were too Asian, we were too poor, we were too smart, we were too dumb. You understand? And you go through life believing that, and now you feel like you're not worth. No, but wait, I'm not talking about what you feel like you're worth. I'm asking you what you're worth. Now, the only way you can kind of tinker with this is you might say, well, one person is older, one person is younger. So maybe the younger person is worth more than the older. Well, that's pretty subjective. But you understand, if someone's only got 10 years left on the clock, then the kid with 80 years ahead of her might be worth more. Huh? You might make that case, except wisdom's got to be worth something. So it's hard to play those two things off like that. It might be that you with your bad back, not worth as much as that big, strong character with a perfectly good back. Is that what we do? That's probably about the only way that you could say, maybe I'm worth a little less than somebody else. But again, that's not taking your inherent value into account. What are you worth? Now, my husband told me I was no good. My wife told me I was a loser. I just don't feel like I'm. Yeah, but that's what you feel. The question isn't, what do you feel you're worth? The question is, what are you worth? And I'm going to tell you what you're worth. You can choose to believe me or not to believe me. You can believe me. You can believe all those other voices that say you're not attractive enough, you're not handsome enough, you're not strong enough, you're not fast enough, you're not, well, you can believe all that. But why would you believe that when you have the Bible? The Bible says this, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. According to the Bible, you are worth the life of Jesus. Think that through. Jesus is the creator of the universe. And evidently, you are so valuable that God gave Jesus so he could have you. That's what he paid. He didn't pay, but you understand. That's what he invested. It's what he gave. He gave Jesus. Isaiah chapter 53. I'm going to read in verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men. Jesus we're talking about. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. This is verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. What are you worth? About to tell you again. You are worth the value of the life of Jesus. It's hard to get your head around that. But tell yourself that again when someone calls you a loser. Tell yourself that again when you call yourself a loser because you don't measure up to your or someone else's idea of what you should be. God made you as you are, and he redeemed you as you are, and he gave for you Jesus. Listen to me today. You are valuable. Have a great day. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Pastor John.
And thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope today. Don't forget to visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to learn more about what is going on.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow also. We have a special feature from The Parenting Place and a health feature from Go Healthy for Good. Plus, Faith for Today will share a devotional with us. We can't wait to see you tomorrow. And if you enjoyed today's message, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides designed with you in mind.
Amen. It's very easy to remember. It's hope.study, so you can share it with a friend. You will be blessed and very encouraged.
And we hope you have a wonderful Wednesday.
And before we go, we have a Bible promise for you. Today's Bible promise comes from Psalms 121, 7 and 8. The Bible says, "The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever." Wow, friends, this promise needs no explanation. God promises to take care of you, to watch over you. Let's pray that you will choose to allow Him to reign in your life today so that we can claim all of His promises. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, we launch into a new day just with many promises in mind. We pray, Lord, that at just the right moment when we need you the most, remind us of these promises. Bring them back to our memories so we can claim them in the name of Jesus and be able to discover that there is victory in Christ, that we can face anything that comes our way because you are faithful to your promises. Thank you for this hope. In Jesus' name, amen.